Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
当中有谁是新来的newcomer？ 你举手。
Raise your hand, you who are first timers.
我们欢迎你。
We welcome you.
我们那个招待可不可以把那个节目单给每个谁需要节目单
？Anybody need church bulletins? Raise your hand.
请那个招待发一下给他们。欢迎大家来参加今天的聚会。
We welcome you to attend this worship service.
我们求神让我们跟神能够有一个遭遇，有一个 encounter.
We pray that we can have an encounter with God.
我们的唱诗跟我们的信息都是帮助你能够遇见神。
Our inspiration, our message is to help us to meet God.
但是你必须专注的来追求。
But you need to be focused in seeking Him.
我就想问我们当中有多少人今天需要受鼓励的举手。
How many people need encouragement today? Raise your hand.
我们就专注好吗？我们一起来
focus.
我们一起来追求神。
Let's seek the Lord together.
我们翻到今天的节目单。
Let's turn to the church bulletin.
英文部的祷告会已经恢复了，是在礼拜二的晚上。
So the English prayer meeting has returned to me on Tuesday night.
七点钟。
At 7 p.m.
我鼓励英文部的弟兄姊妹能够参加来追求神。
I encourage the English-speaking brothers and sisters come together to seek the Lord together.
下个礼拜六晚上有一个 Identity Unleashed 的一个布道会。
Next Saturday night is a rally called Identity Unleashed.
Jeremy Lin 是其中一个讲员。
So Jeremy Lin is one of the speaker.
如果你要去的话，你就请你跟George 联络。
If you want to go, you need to contact George.
这个票早就已经没有了。
Because the tickets are gone already.
Long time ago.
Long time ago.
但是你可以跟 George 联络。
But you can still talk to George about it.
他很厉害，他有 connection.
He has connection to get more tickets.
我想这是很适合带非基督徒去参加的一个聚会。
This is a very good opportunity to invite your non-Christian friends to attend.
我们从上个礼拜天开始
Since last Sunday
我们有21天的单一礼式禁食的一个祷告
We started a 21 days Daniel fast
简单的讲就是说可能每一个人每一天选一则餐就是吃素食哦，就不吃肉不吃甜的不喝咖啡只有吃这个素菜跟喝水
You can pick one meal where you don't have meat or coffee or sugar, just vegetables and water.
很多人一听到这就很害怕。
A lot of people, when they hear about this type of diet, they are very scared.
其实重点不是在你吃什么东西。
The focus is not what you eat.
是你要来追求神。
The point is that you need to seek the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
当你吃得很简单，所以有很多时间流剩出来。
When you eat simply, you have a lot of time to seek the Lord.
你可以好好读神的话。
You can read the word.
可以祷告
You can pray.
你也准备一个笔记簿
You can have a notebook.
看神借着他的话怎么对你说话
And can journal those thoughts that God speaks to you.
所以这是一个突破的时候
So this is time for breakthrough.
那我们也欢迎英文的弟兄姊妹们也来参加
And we also invite the English-speaking brothers and sisters to participate in this.
这是一个礼拜之后
This is 1 week later.
你还可以赶上
You still can catch up.
我待会儿信息里面也会讲这个
In my message, I will mention about that.
好我们现在要收奉献
Now we want to collect our tithe and offering
奉献是基督徒的一个特权
To give our tithe is a privilege of Christians
也是我们的一个责任
It's also our responsibility
我们欢欢喜喜的来
We want to give willingly and cheerfully, joyfully
我们来祷告
Let's pray
主耶稣我们感谢你
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you
因为你已经在我们当中
Because you're here with us
因为我们奉你的名在这里聚集
Because we meet here in your name
你就在我们当中
And you're with us
我们尊崇你
We honor you
我们欢迎你来
We welcome you to come
Amen
Amen
弟兄姊妹我们欢迎主耶稣来
We welcome Jesus to come
主耶稣要来医治你
Jesus is going to come to heal you
他要安慰你
He's going to come and comfort you
他要释放你
He come to deliver you
他要给你有一个新的看法
He want you to have a new perspective
对你自己
To yourself,
对你所面对的挑战
to face your new challenges,
面对将来
to face the future,
有一个崭新的看法
have a new perspective.
主耶稣要让你如鹰展翅上腾
Lord Jesus is going to make you like an eagle soar on high.
因为你要等候他。
Because you're going to wait upon him.
Amen.
Amen.
你要仰望他。
You're going to hope in him.
主耶稣，我们把当纳的十分之一献给你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we give you our tithe.
求主悦纳。
May it be acceptable in your sight.
为你的国度所用。
May it be used for your kingdom.
祷告奉主名求。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们的母堂生命和灵粮堂。
Our mother church, the River of Light Christian.Linang Christian Church
来帮助我们
came to help us
建立新的领袖团队
to establish a new leadership team
叫做同工团队
It's called the co-worker team
那有位龚明弟姊妹
Sister Mindy Gong
她也在8月11号也来到我们当中讲道
August 11th she came to preach here
你们多少人在这里啊
How many people were here when she was here?
她讲得很好
She gave us a very good message
她也代表刘同牧师
She also represents Pastor Tong Liu
在6月29号
On June 29th
还有8月17号
Also August 17th
前后两次来到我们当中做领袖的训练
Those 2 days she came to give leadership training
根据灵粮堂的制度
According to the 灵粮 regulations
一个分堂的会众人数在100个人之下
When a sister church has less than 100 members
是在以同工会的方式来治理来带领教会
We use co-worker team to come and lead the church
灵粮堂有一个特色
There's a special characteristic of Linang churches
是由主任牧师来领导教会
Linang church is a pastor-led church
同工团队是决策机构行使监督组织上的所有事工领域
The co-worker team is decision making body that exercises oversight of all ministry areas of the organization
目前我们有5位同工
Right now we have 5 co-workers
主任牧师他祷告以后去任命这5位同工
After much prayers by the senior pastor he approached these co-workers
他们也祷告以后他们接受这个邀请
And after their prayers, they accept the positions
要担任这个同工团队的同工
And to have, to work together as a team
他们任期有一年的时间
Their term is 1 year
可以续聘
And they can be reappointed
他们的开始就是从今天开始
And their term start today
然后到明年的8月31号
Till next August 31st
这个每一个同工他们是代表也负责某一方面的事工
So every co-worker represents and oversees one ministry
One area
of the ministry
向主任牧师负责
And they are accountable to the pastor
也帮助他完成神给主任牧师的托付
And also help the pastor accomplish the task that the Lord has entrusted to the church
我现在要介绍这五位同工
And I want to introduce you these 5 co-workers
那我介绍他们他们就到台上来好吗
And as I introduce you would you please come up
然后我们要为他们祷告
And we're going to pray for them
Amen 我们请路德好吗
Ruth would you please come up
我们还有 Johnny
And Johnny
在那路德旁边还有 Winnie 还有 Elaine
And Dan.
到台上好
吗? Please come up to the stage.
我也简单介绍一下他们的事工。
Let me briefly introduce you their work.
路德是代表一。
Ruth is co-worker representative number one.
她是负责在行政方面的事工。
She's are responsible for administration of the church.
也是代表参加同工会。
And she also represents the co-worker team meetings.
她是负责这个行政方面，也还有财政跟场地方面。
She oversees administration, finance, and facility.
这不是说她做所有的事情。
It doesn't mean that she does everything.
但是她要在这方面负责监督。
But she needs to respond to oversee and coordinate.
Johnny 是负责事工方面的。
And Johnny is in charge of the ministry.
有这个祷告的事工。
She's in charge of prayer ministries.
有敬拜的事工。
Worship ministries.
有儿童跟青少年的事工。
Youth and children ministries.
所以也是很多的工作。
So that's a lot of work for her.
第三个是 Winnie。
Third one is Winnie.
他是代表，也是负责这个华语部的这个青年方面的事工。
Winnie is a representative and oversees the ministry to the young adults.
他也要牧养这些牧养这些这方面的人。
She also needs to shepherd these people.
这方面的工作。
And the work of the young adults in the Mandarin speaking.
第四位是 Elaine.
The fourthly is Elaine.
Elaine 是负责成人跟这个年长的这些弟兄姊妹们的事工。
And Elaine is the representative adults and seniors of the Mandarin speaking.
她也是要牧养他们。
She also needs to shepherd them.
带领他们。
Lead them.
代表他们。
Represent them.
他们刚才前面两位都要负责，也是推展这个灵粮特会，要参加灵粮特会。
They are the one who encourage people to attend 灵粮 conference.
最后一位是 Dan.讲完以后再讲完以后我们会讲
Okay, the last but not the least is Dan.
他也是代表
And he represents
讲英文的弟兄姊妹们
He represents the English speaking brothers and sisters.
也是督导他们这方面的工作
And he shepherds them
Oversees
them.
我们同工团队有一个主席
And we have a chairman of the co-worker team.
就是 Elaine.
And the chair is Elaine.
她会负责召开每一次的月会。
She will call for each co-worker meeting.
And 还有代表对外发言。
And she will represent our church to the outsiders.
我们每一个月都会开一次月会。
We will have a monthly meeting.
我们现在目前定在礼拜三的晚上。
We have decided to have it held on Wednesday night.
每一次的会议都会有记录。
So every meeting we will have meeting minutes.
你是在哪一个部门？你有什么问题，你都可以跟他们反映。
So you can give your feedback to whichever group you're in.
哪一方面都可以跟他们有些反映。
They are your sounding board.
那我们现在起立好吗
？Let's arise.
我们来为他们祝福跟祷告。
Let's pray for them and bless them.
我想这些服事不是很容易的事情。
It's not easy to minister.
他们很需要鼓励。
They need a lot of encouragements.
Amen. 你们需不需要鼓励啊
？You need encouragements and support.
他们在台上都有点害羞。
They are a little bit shy up here.
但是他们都很爱主。
But they all love the Lord very much.
我们是一个团队。
We are a team.
Amen.
Amen.
团队。
We are a team.
一起来服事。
We serve the Lord together.
我跟他们五位，我们一起来打仗。
Me and the core team are gonna Team together to fight the spiritual battle.
We are going
to be at this place.
We're
going to influence the community here.
Our
first community
is
this family here.
Amen.
Amen.
In
my message, I'll mention about this. Recently, we have a lot of things happen.
A lot
of challenges.
But we
all unite together. We take care of each other. These are brothers and sisters.
这也是我们的领袖们。
These are our leaders.
我们来支持他们。
Let's support them.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
好吧。我们举手祝福他们。
Let's raise our hand toward them and bless them.
亲爱的主耶稣。
Dear Lord Jesus.
我们把这五位弟兄姊妹们交在你的手里。
We entrust our co-worker team to you.
主啊，你给他们一个仆人的心。
May you give them a servant's heart.
你的圣灵来充满他们。
May your spirit come and fill them.
他们热烈地爱主耶稣
May they passionately love you
而且也乐于服侍众人
Joyfully and cheerfully serve your people
给他们智慧的灵
May you give them a spirit of wisdom
还有知识的灵
And the spirit of knowledge
他们可以在各方面看到你的恩典
In every area they can see your grace
他们被你的圣灵所充满
May they be filled by your Holy Spirit
与主耶稣连结
Be connected to Jesus
所以他们所做的事就有果效
So that their work will have fruits
得众人喜爱
And have favor in the people's eyes
也得神的喜悦
And be pleasing to the Lord
你祝福他们
May you bless them
建立他们
Build them up
祷告奉主的名求
In the name of Lord Jesus we pray
Amen
Amen
我们鼓掌好吗
Let's welcome them
谢谢
Thank you.
我们每一个月的第一个主日是联合的敬拜。
So every first Sunday of each month is a joint worship service.
我们是双语的进行。
It's a bilingual service.
所以很精彩。
So it's very exciting.
因为有的地方换这个人翻译一下，换另外一个。
That's why we have different translators.
然后我的 language 要常常变。
So my language needs to switch back and forth.
有时候都搞错。
A lot of time I make mistakes.
但是这是很丰富的。
But this is very abundant.
Amen.
Amen.
你们当中有多少人非常感谢神？今天是新的一天，举手。
How many people are very thankful that today's a new day?
感谢主。
Raise your hands.
我们需要一个赞美的灵。
We need to have a thankful heart, a thankful spirit.
我们要一个赞美的灵，一个感恩的灵。
We need to have a thankful and praising spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
你的赞美的灵就好像让你戴上一个眼镜。
Your praise and thanksgiving spirit will help you put on a glass.
是非常正面的眼镜。
It's a with right perspective.
Amen.
Amen.
你看什么事情都不一样。
When you see things, you'll be different.
你看在任何事情里面。
In everything you see.
你看到神在当中。
You know God is there.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, 我下面要讲到用英文讲了。
And I'm going to preach the message in English.
所以我请翻译的英文的上来。There are storms in life.
我人生中都有很多风暴。
I think in the last few months.
在过去几个月。
There are many storms hit many people in this church.
许多人的生命里都有很多不同的风暴。
As the part of this family.
就我们的教会里面的一家，我们是一家人。
No, I as the family member.
牧师是其中一员。
I sense the heat and pressure.
能感受到这个压力，还有这个张力。
And the stress.
还有这一切困苦。
By all the storms.
因为这些风暴的来临。
And I believe you sense that too.
我相信你们也感觉到。
I think many church members, family members have illness.
我们当中有许多弟兄姐妹的家人有病痛。
And the last Thursday night.
然后在过去礼拜四晚上。
Our beloved sister Wendy suddenly rests in the Lord.
我们亲爱的姐妹 Wendy 安息主怀了。
Which saddened and shocked all of us.
让我们每一个人都很震惊。
But by God's presence and favor.
可是因为有神的恩典还有恩宠。
We stick together.
我们就能连在一起。
We help Rogelio.
我们就帮助 Rogelio.
His family.
还有他的家人。
We had a great memorial service.
我们礼拜五就有一个非常好的安息礼拜。
Amen.
Amen.
I see most of you were there.
我看到很多的人都在那里。
We have a glorious burial service.
我们有一个非常荣耀的安葬礼。
It was a perfect weather.
是最美好的天气。
The Lord is good.
我们的主是美好的。
But he allowed storms to hit us.
可是他允许生命中有风暴。
He wants us to focus on him.
他希望我们能够专注在他身上。
Life is short.
我们的人生非常的短。
And unpredictable.
而且无法估计。
Amen.
Amen.
We don't know what will happen tomorrow.
你不晓得明天会发生什么事。
We don't know what will happen next step.
你也更不知道下一步会发生什么事。
So this morning,
所以今天早上
I'd like to have an open heart talk with you.
我希望我们有一个敞开心的交谈。
As we face the storm,
当我们面对风暴的时候
face many challenges,
这一切的挑战
God want to get our attention.
神希望得到我们的注意力。
My sermon title is a wake up call.
我今天的讲道是主题是叫做苏醒的呼喊。
Repent and return to God.
悔改并归向真神。
I will invite you to see there are three calls here.
我要让你看到这里神要呼喊呼召我们有三方面。
First is call to rest.
首先的是要叫我们得安息的呼喊。
Okay, let's read this scripture together.
我们一同来读神的话好吗？
Okay, George, yeah. Okay, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28.
马太福音十一章二十八到三十节。
Let's read together.
我们一起来念。凡劳苦重担的人都
得以放。
Here we see we hear a call.
我们在这里看到一个呼喊。
Call to rest.
就是呼召我们来安息。
God called us to rest.
神呼召我们来安息。
Did you rest well last night?
你们昨天晚上睡得好吗？
Do you know it's a real blessing if you can rest well at night?
你知道这是真的是一个恩一个祝福，假如你晚上能睡得好。
Do you know that?
你知道吗？
A lot of people have a lot of time at night.
很多人在晚上很多时间。
But they cannot sleep.
可是不能睡觉。
So they say the night is very long.
所以他说晚一整个晚上非常的长。
Some people they have a very short time at night.
有些人觉得晚上睡觉的时间很短。
They have a very short time at night. They don't have much time to sleep.
就是没有太多时间睡觉。
But they can sleep very well.
可是他们睡得很好。
They fall down and then already.
他一躺在床上就睡着了，一下就起来了又。
But here.
可是在这里。
Jesus gave a call.
神耶稣给我们一个呼喊。
To whom did Jesus invite?
你觉得耶稣是邀请谁呢？
To those who are weary and burdened.
就是那些有劳苦和重担的人。
What does weary mean?
什么是劳苦呢？
It means tired.
就是非常的累。
Worn out.
精疲力竭。
Exhausted.
就是太累了。
It might have different reasons.
是有不同的原因
but end up with the same result.
可是结果都是一样的
It's the worn out and exhausted.
就是非常的精疲力竭没有力量
Jesus gave them an invitation.
耶稣给我们每一个人有这样的邀请
To rest.
就是要来安息
Lack of rest leading to their current dilemma.
就是因为他们缺乏休息所以才会到今天的光景
Those people who are exhausted.
那些精疲力竭的人
they know they need to rest.
他们知道他们需要休息
Amen.
Amen.
If you're exhausted, you know you need to rest.
假如你很累的时候你知道你要休息
But sometimes the problem is you know you need to rest, but you cannot rest.
可是问题就是你知道你要休息可是你却不能安息
Right? That even make you restless.
那更不是让你不能安静下来吗
So what's Jesus' way to rest?
所以耶稣的方法是什么呢
First is take his yoke.
首先他是说我们要拿起他的轭
负
他的轭。
Jesus used a common picture in Palestine area.
耶稣就用了一个很普通的一个图画，在巴勒斯坦的那一带。
To illustrate it.
来说明。
As the farmer trained a young cow to plow, he usually paired them out with an experienced cow.
来说明他要讲的什么是他的轭。首先就是农夫们他们在训练一只年轻的牛。来开始犁地
Pair them out with experience.
他们就会帮使这个年轻的牛跟一个比较有经验的牛合在一起
Yoke them side by side to plow the ground.
把他们放在一起然后一起来犁地
So the young cow will learn to plow straightly.
所以那年轻的牛就会学习怎么样犁地是直的
Here Jesus instructs those who are weary and burdened take his yoke.
耶稣就教导那些劳苦重担的人来负他的轭。
What does that mean?
那是什么意思呢
？How can we yoke with Jesus?
我们怎么样来与耶稣同负一轭呢
？He means that when we yoke with him, all our worry and burden will shift to his shoulder, since he is much stronger and more capable than us.
耶稣的意思是说，当我们与他连接就是负他的轭的时候。我们的重担就会移到他的身上、
right?
就转移到他的身上去
Have you thought about your yoke with God?
你没有想到你跟耶稣是同负一轭吗
With God
与神
I think God's shoulder is very wide, right?
我们的神的肩膀非常的宽
He's big, right?
他是伟大的对不对
How can you yoke with him?
你怎么样与神来同负一轭呢
When you know that
当你知道
It's comforting
当你知道这事实的时候，其实是很非常安慰你的。
When you yoke with Jesus,
当你与基督、耶稣一起同负一轭
，all the burden went to goes to His side.
你所有的劳苦重担都跑到耶稣的身上去。
Amen.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
你相信吗？
Well, you need to start practice that.
你开始要这样的实行。
When you listen to that, you need to give your burden to Him right now.
当你在听这个道的时候，你现在就把你的重担交给耶稣。
On the surface, Jesus invites us to partner with Him.
在表面好像是耶稣邀请我们跟他同工。
Face all the difficulty and challenge.
好，一起来面对这一切的困苦还有挑战。
In essence,
可是事实上，其实
He calls us to yield our control to Him.
就是把我们的控制、
操控、
我们的操控交给神。
A person who is weary and burdened is one who tries to control.
一个人为什么那么累、那么的疲劳，就是因为他没有办法来掌控。
He tried to control.
他想要来掌控。
Yet out of control.
可是不能掌控。
She is very good. She know what I'm going to preach. She say that first.
我总是比他先
prophetic
先翻译了。
A person who is weary and burdened is one who try to control yet out of control.
有一个人，一个人假如他是疲劳又精疲力竭的原因是因为他想要掌控，却没有办法。
So on one hand, he's exhausted due to many challenges he faces.
一方面是说，他发现他不能掌权的时候。
On one hand, he's exhausted due to many challenges he faces. 一方面，因为他
发现他
面对
很多的挑战的时候。
On other hand, because he finds out he cannot control.
另外一面就是说，他发现他不能掌权、掌控。
My friends,
我的朋友们
sometimes very scary.
有时候非常的很可怕
You find out you cannot control.
就是你发现你不能掌控
Can we control our life?
你可以掌控你的人生吗
To a certain degree, right?
在某程度上是的，可以。
I think that objectively speaking,
可是客观的来说
you cannot control.
你不能真正的来掌控
But you can plan.
你可以计划。
Amen.
Amen.
You can plan. I want to do this, this, this.
你可以计划说做这个做这那个事在哪一天。
You can plan certain day. You go to see the dentist.
或是你会去哪一天去看牙医。
You go to bank.
你去银行。
Do this and that.
做这个事那个事。
But whether really will work out or not.
可是这真的能够成就吗
？It's other story.
就是另外一面。
Life is predictable.
一方面是人生是可以估计。
You don't know what will happen.
你不知道会发生什么事。
So God wants you to yield your control to Him.
所以你神希望我们把主权交给他。
So He will be in control.
所以让神来掌权。
In certain way, you know that.
其实某程度上你都知道。
But today is the day a wake up call.
可是今天是苏醒的呼喊。
You need to start to practice this.
你要开始来。这样的过活
then you can rest.
你才能真正的安息
Amen.
Amen.
Many times we are tired.
很多时候我们非常的累
Not because a lot of work.
不是因为很多的工作
Because we cannot control.
是因为我们不能掌控
Because the circumstance cannot under our control.
因为我们的环境不能在我们的掌控之内
We expect certain things happen.
我们期待一些事情发生
But it doesn't happen.
可是它没有根据你期待发生
Amen.
Amen.
Is that right?
对不对
And the second step to rest is to learn from Jesus.
第二件让你可以安息的就是学习耶稣的方法。
In which way Jesus wants us to learn from him?
那耶稣想要我们学习他哪一方面呢
？He said gentleness and humility.
就是说像他一般谦卑和柔和。
As a son of God.
耶稣是神的儿子。
He laid down his privilege in heaven.
他把他一切的特权都放弃了。
He came to this world.
他来到世界上。
Born as an ordinary man.
出生成为一个非常普通的人。
An ordinary carpenter.
就是一个普通的木匠。
Serve people as a servant.
然后服侍众人。
Die as a criminal.
然后死的时候像是囚犯一样。
How can he lay down that?
他是怎么样来到放下这一切
Because there's certain quality in him.
这是因为他本质有一些特质
He is gentle and humble in heart.
他的心里是柔和谦卑的
He doesn't insist his own way.
他不会坚持他的方式
On the surface,
在表面上
you wonder,
你在思想说
when Jesus invites people to rest,
当耶稣邀请人来安息的时候
Why he say you need to learn from me?
为什么他会说你要学习我的方式呢？
Why you want us to learn from him as gentle and humble?
为什么耶稣说要我们学习他那样柔和谦卑呢？
How does gentle and humble relate to rest?
柔和谦卑跟安息有什么关系呢？
So gentle and humble is a condition of heart, right?
一个柔和谦卑是一个心的状态。
Am I right?
Right, 对不对？
Is this place very hot?
这里是不是太热了？
Oh, my sermon is not understandable.
好像我的讲道从来都听不懂。
It seems like a struggle there.
好像大家都在挣扎。
Is the window open? Okay. My friends,
朋友们
the condition of heart,
你的心里的状态
relate to your rest.
跟你的安息非常有关系。
Amen.
Amen.
What Jesus tried to say, you need to learn from me.
耶稣的意思说，你要学习我。
I'm very soft in my heart.
我的心非常柔软。
I'm very flexible in my heart.
我非常的能够被改变。
I'm humble in my heart.
我的心非常的谦卑。
I follow the Father's assignment.
我完全跟随。天父的任务。
May the Lord help us today.
求神来帮助我们。
Give us a soft heart today.
给我们一个柔软的心。
A teachable heart today.
可以被教导的。
So we hear today.
所以我们今天所听见的。
We want to repent.
我们就会想要悔改。
We want to return.
我们想要回转。
Say, God, give me second chance.
主啊，求你给我第二次机会。
In today's scripture.
让今天的读经里面。
We also hear another call.
我们也听到另外一个呼喊。
A call to wait upon the Lord.
就是来等候神的呼喊。
Read the scripture.
我们一同来念圣经。
How about let's stand up to read
together? 请各位起立好吗？
We engage, okay?
我们要来专注。好，一起来。
This is what the.
你念你的语言哈。
耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说：你们得救在乎回归安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳，你们静志不肯。你们却说不然，我们要骑马奔走，所以你们必然奔走。又说我们要骑飞快的牲口，所以追赶你们的也必飞快。一人吆喝必令千人逃跑，五人吆喝你们都必逃跑，以致剩下的好像山顶的旗杆，杆上的大旗。耶和华必然等候，要施恩给你们，必然兴起，好怜悯你们，好怜悯。因为耶和华是公义的神，凡等候他的都是有福的。
Amen. Is that encouraging? Please be seated.
请各位坐下。
I just wonder, people in the back, 坐在后面，你们听得到我讲话吗？会不会不清楚？还是 OK?
会。
OK.
不会。
OK. So we hear another call here.
我们在这里听到另外的呼喊。第二个呼喊
Call us to wait upon the Lord.
就是呼召我们来等候神。
That's why I say this message is a wake up call.
为什么说这个是一个苏醒的呼喊呢？
I say this message is a wake up call.
这篇信息就是一个。
We face a lot of storm.
就是当我们遇碰到非常多的风暴。
A lot of difficulty in life.
很多的困苦的时候。
God wants us to stop.
神要我们停下来。
Listen.
要来听。
Amen.
Amen.
Stop.
要停下来。
Stop from so busy, over busy, super busy, and listen.
从我们的非常忙碌的生命里面停下来，然后听。
Because he called us.
因为他来呼喊，他在呼叫我们。
To wait upon him.
我们叫我们来等候他。
To spend time with him.
花时间跟他在一起。
What's the background of the story?
这个故事的背景是怎么样呢？
It was God's interaction with Israelites.
就是神跟以色列人的对话。
As usual, Israelites just do their own thing. They were rebellious. They didn't follow God's command. They went their own way. Work hard, but have very little fruits.
就跟他们就是一样的，就是跟平常的生活一样，他们非常的悖逆，不听从神的命令，就走他们的路。虽然非常努力，却是徒劳无功。
The Lord called them to wait upon Him, but they respond.
徒劳无功 yeah, sorry. 所以主呼召他们来等候他。
But they respond, saying, "No, we will flee on horses."
可是他们说不要，我们要骑马奔走。
The Lord said, therefore you will flee.
所以你们就要骑飞快，你们就骑快马，就你们要有人追赶你们。
You say we will ride off on swift horses.
你们说我们要骑马。
Therefore your pursuer will be swift.
所以那追赶你的也必飞快。
And then the Lord described a picture: is 1,000 will flee at the threat of one.
然后神就描写一个图画，就说不然。就好像一人吆喝，让千人就逃跑。
At the threat of five, you will all flee away.
五个人吆喝，你们就都逃跑。
Till you are left like a flagstaff on a mountain top, like a banner on a hill.
以致剩下的如山顶的旗杆，如山冈上的大旗。
So the Lord used a picture to describe their struggle.
神就用一个图画来形容他们的挣扎。
That struggle also is struggle for many of us today.
他们的挣扎也像是我们的挣扎。
I think we work hard.
我想我们都非常努力。
Amen.
Amen.
When we face challenge,
当我们面对这些困难的时候
，Your life challenge right now.
你生命中的挑战。
Think about the biggest challenge you're facing right now.
你现在在想你生命中最大的挑战。
You work hard.
你非常努力在中跟工作，你也非常的尝试。
Like ride on the horse, right?
就好像骑飞快的马。
But somehow overwhelmed by that.
可是不晓得为什么被这事情所，
Just overwhelmed.
我也很 overwhelmed.
Who can translate overwhelmed in Chinese?
就是被这个事情淹没，就是喘不过气。
就是像上面讲的 ，just like here，
就像这里所讲的。
When the work becomes so big, the challenge so big, like chase after you, right？
就这个问题非常的严重，或是很大，都是好像他在追赶你一样。
But God has a solution.
可是神有一个答案。
I want to encourage you today.
我想要鼓励你们。
Speak to your neighbors.
跟你的隔壁说。
Be encouraged.
我要今天被得鼓励。
Speak to your neighbor. Be encouraged.
跟你隔壁的说，你要被得鼓励，要得鼓励。
God invite us.
神邀请我们。
He give us solution.
神给我们一个解决的方法。
In repentance and rest is our salvation.
就是说，我们得救在乎悔改与休息。
Yes. God's first solution is in repentance and rest is our salvation.
神第一个解决的方法就是要我们。悔改和休息。
I think God is very practical.
我相信神是非常实际的。
What is repentance?
什么是悔改
？Repentance is the change.
悔改就是代表改变。
Amen.
Amen.
God say, don't go your way any longer.
神说不要再走你的老路。
Go my way.
来跟随我吧。
Amen.
Amen.
And God say, rest.
然后神说安息。
Wow.That's the problem. I cannot rest.
我的问题就是不能安息。
Then go back to the first call.
然后就回去第一个。
Right? I have to yoke with Jesus.
就是跟耶稣同负一轭。
And then learn Jesus' heart.
然后学习耶稣的心。
Humble, gentle, teachable.
柔和谦卑，能够受教。
And then he also say the second step is.
然后神说第二步。
In quietness and trust is our strength.
就是在我们得力在乎平静安稳，就是安心安静与信靠。
Dear brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹们
，Do you know there's a power in quietness?
你知道在安静里面那有能力吗
？I think later on I'm going to lead a quiet time.
我待会会带领你们有一个安静的时间
，very quiet，
非常安静。
With God's words.
用神的话
，I want you to hear from Him.
我希望你们能听到他的声音。
Amen.
Amen.
我没有说希望 ，I want you to hear from Him. 我要
你听到神的声音。
Right here.
就在这里。
With God's words.
有神的话里对你说话。
Amen. Otherwise, why should we listen to this message?
为什么？那不然我们为什么要听讲道呢
？God give you a phone call.
神给你打一个电话。
Today, God give you three phone calls.
今天神给你三个电话。
First phone call is to rest.
第一个电话是要安息。
Second
休息
is to wait upon me.
第二个就是要等候我。
He said, "In quietness and trust is our strength."
神说，在得力在乎安静与信靠。
When we are quiet,
当我们安静的时候
，we start to hear from him.
我们开始听见神的声音。
And we connect with him.
我们就能与他连结。
Then we put our trust in him.
然后我们就用我们就信靠他。
This is very practical.
这非常实际。
This is very timely message.
这是非常合适现在时机的一个。
The third call.
这道第三个呼喊。
The call to remain in Christ.
就是与基督连结。
How about we read the scripture?
我们一同来念圣经。
To read, yeah.
好，起来。
我是葡萄树，你们是
枝
子。
藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾一起来，扔在火里烧了。你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
We as the children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
Why we still feel weary and burdened?
为什么我们还是感觉到
？Why God's people are not fruitful in every way?
为什么我们还是不结果子，还是非常的累，还有重担
？I not just say we only.
我不只是讲到我们。
I am weary and burdened.
我也是非常的劳苦重担。
When I heard a lot of struggle in people's life,
当我听到许多人生命里面的挣扎
，I mean, particularly in last few months,
特别是过去几个月
，I had to pray,
我就需要祷告。
But I am weary too.
可是我自己牧师他也非常劳苦重担。
This is a message to speak to myself.
这个信息也是对自己讲的。
Why I cannot rest?
为什么我不能安息
？Why I'm still weary and burdened?
为什么我还是劳苦重担呢
？The answer is that in the third call.
这个答案就在这第三个呼喊里面。
Jesus say, "I'm the vine."
耶稣说我是葡萄树。
You are the branches.
你是枝子。
Don't go other way around.
不要往另外的方向，不要反过来。
You are not the vine.
你不是葡萄树。
Amen.
Amen.
So we need to connect with God.
所以我们需要与神连结。
We need to connect with Christ.
我们需要与基督连结。
Without connecting to Him,
假如我们不与他连结的话
，we will be restless.
我们就变得无法安静下来。
We will be weary and burdened.
我们就会劳苦重担。
Amen.
Amen.
We feel a lot of things chase after us.
我们感觉到很多的事追赶我们。
Our deadline.
很多的定期要完成的事情
the bill to pay,
要付账单
the project to do,
还有一些工作
like chase after you,
好像在追赶你一样
feel pretty heavy,
就觉得很重
But Jesus said, Come to me.
可是耶稣说来到我那里
I'm the vine,
我是葡萄树
You're the branches,
你是枝子
Remain in me,
停留在我里面 藏在我里面
I'll remain in you,
我就藏在你的里面
And we connect.
我们就连结了
Then we'll bear fruits.
我们就会有果子多结果子
And when you pray to the Father,
当你这样子你祷告神
Father will answer.
天父就回应你的祷告
You'll bear much fruits.
你就会多结果子
Did you have that experience?
你有这样的经验吗
When you connect with God,
当你与神连结
You bear fruits.
你就会结果子
We do, right?
你们有经历吧
we have a 21 days Daniel fast.
我现在有21天的禁食
We ask people to share.
我们就求问很多弟兄姐妹来分享
When they devote the time to walk with the Lord daily.
当他们花这个时间每一天来亲近神
They did see the breakthrough.
他们就看到这个突破
Amen.
Amen.
Ruby share that.
石丁有分享
Bessie share that.
Bessie 也有分享
Many of you share that.
很多人都有这样的分享。
So how should we respond to God's three phone call?
所以我们怎么样回应神第三个电话
？No, three phone call.
你说 phone call 啊？三个电话。
Isaiah 55:6-7 states well.
就是以赛亚书第五十五章第六到七节。
How about let's read?
我们一同来念。
Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he's near.The wicked forsake their ways.
Let them turn to the Lord, and He will have mercy on them, and to our God, for He will freely pardon. How should we respond to God's call?
We need
to seek Him.
We need
to
seek Him.
Amen.
Amen.
He wants us to seek Him.
神想要我们来寻求他,
and call on Him.
而且来呼求。
How many of you know you can call God too?
你们知道你们可以打电话给神吗?
Not only God call you.
不只是神来打电话给你。
You can call back.
你也打,可以打回去。
The following time I'll lead you to call back to God.
我待会就会带领你们怎么样打电话跟神打电话。你就跟神说,主啊,我呼求你。
In this, seek God and call on Him.
就是说在这里,我们要来寻求,还有呼求他。
The first is repent.
我们怎么样来这样做呢？首先是悔改。
The Lord said, "Let wicked forsake their ways and unrighteousness their thoughts."
神说，让恶人离弃自己的道路，不义的人除掉自己的意念。
Quite often, we thought the wicked and the unrighteous refer to those notorious criminals.
很多时候，我们以为那些恶人还不义的人，就是那些臭名的罪犯。
We never realize God referred to His people who don't surrender their control to Him.
可是我们
who don't depend upon Him, who go their own way.
我们却没有发现，其实他是指那一些人不跟随神的子民，那些神的子民不跟随神，他们自己走自己的路，也不依靠神。
Who don't remain in Him and live a spiritually poor life.
然后就每一天没有藏在主的里面，就过一个灵里非常穷乏的生命。
That's also God referred to.
这也是神所讲的恶人和不义的人。
He wants us to repent.
神想要我们要悔改。
A change.
改变。
A transformation of heart and mind.
被转化，我们的心思意念更新转化。
Secondly is return.
第二就是要归回向神，归回真神。
Return to God's rest.
回到神的安息里面。
By surrendering our control to Him.
就是透过我们降服于主耶稣的主权。
By having Jesus' heart of gentleness and humility.
而且有耶稣的心为心，有他的谦卑和柔和。
Secondly, we return to the practice of waiting upon the Lord.
第二，我们要操练怎么样来等候神。
We depend upon His provision.
我们是依靠他的供应。
And follow His guidance.
而且跟随他的带领。
Thirdly,
第三,
we return to be connect with Him continuously.
我们不断的回到他里面，不断的与他连结。
Through daily reading the Word.
透过每一天读经祷告。
Ongoing prayer.
对，祷告。
We stay connect with Him.
我们就不断的与他连结。
How about we spend some time to practice right now?
我们现在一同来操练好吗?
We have some time of quiet before the Lord.
我们现在就有一段时间来安静在神面前。
And I want you to stop thinking about other things.
我希望你们不要再想别的事情。
We focus on the Lord.
我们专注在神身上。
I ask George to post Isaiah 30, 15 to 18.
请 George.
Particularly the verse...以赛亚书三十章十五节 How about we
我们一起来
read that You don't have to read Can I have Chinese and English Yeah
中英文 yeah.
yeah So we look at that verses And then you start to pray You spend some time
我们就开始祷告花一点时间
Quiet before the Lord
在神面前安静
Okay How about we all bow our head and
我们都低头好吗我们就专注在神的
you know that scripture You wait upon the Lord.
We'll来思想反思。
The Lord wants us to repent and rest in Him.
神要我们悔改，然后在他里面安息。
But we didn't.
可是我们没有。
Now let's repent before God.
我们一起来悔改好吗？
Because He's waiting for us.
因为他在等候我们。
He wants to bless us.
他想要祝福我们。
Each one of us have some time we pray to God.
我们每一个人都花一点时间祷告。
We repent before God.
在神面前悔改。
For our attitude.
为我们自己的态度。
For our heart.
为我们的心。
We do that now.
我们现在来祷告。
I need you.
我们需要你。
We need you.
我需要你。
Come.
求你来。
Minister to our heart.
求你来对我们心说话。
Minister to our heart.
来服侍我们的心。
Speak to us now.
你现在就来对我们说话。
Through your word.
透过你的话语。
As we open.
让我们打开我们的心。
Give us the grace.
给我们这样的恩典。
We can hear from you.
可以听见你。中来听各位的回应。
As you wait upon the Lord, as you
当你在等候神的时候
，think about meditate on the scripture，
在思想这段圣经文。
Do you have sense anything of the Lord speak to you？
感觉到神对你说什么话吗
？You can open your eyes now. We
你现在可以打开你的眼睛。
Did you sense anything the Lord spoke to you？
你们会感受到神对你说什么吗？
I think we do need to continue practice to spend time with the Lord on a daily basis. Amen.
我们需要每一天都来操练，都来学习怎么样等候神。
Yeah, sometimes He wants you to be really still and be quiet.
有时候神真的希望我们能够非常的安静。
Okay, our practice conclude here.
我们今天就的操练就在这里。
Someone to invite the children to come to for the Holy Communion.
有人去带小孩过来呀。
有圣餐。
Now we're going to partake the Lord's Supper.
刚才我们所读的经文里面。
In the passage we just read.
那三个神的呼召。
The three invitations of God.
都是充满了神的怜悯。
It's for God's mercy.
Amen.
Amen.
他要我们劳苦担重担的人得安息。
He wants to give rest to those who are weary and heavy laden.
他也说耶和华满有怜悯。
He said God is a very compassionate,
他
merciful God.
等候我们。
He's waiting for us.
那些回到他那里的，他就祝福他。
He blessed those who return to Him.
Amen.
Amen.
最后也说他是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
Also, he said he's the vine, we are the branches.
他要我们紧密的跟他连接在一起。
He wants us to be closely connected to him.
这样我们才能够结果子。
So that we may be fruitful.
他的生命可以流到我们生命里面。
His life can flow into our life.
Amen.
Amen.
所以我们今天要来领受这个饼跟这个杯。
So today, as we participate the Lord's Supper.
邀请那些从生得救受洗归入教会的弟兄姊妹们来领这个饼跟这个杯。
We invite those who has received Jesus as their Savior and has been baptized into His family to come and participate in this Lord's Supper.
我们再次被提醒，我们是神的儿女。
Once we want to remind ourselves that we are children of God.
神为我们的罪死了。
God died for our sins.
我们的罪可以得到赦免。
Our sins can be forgiven.
我就想请我们弟兄姊妹们排队，从后面往前面来拿这饼跟这杯。
So I invite you, brothers and sisters, to come up to participate the Lord's Supper, starting from the last row.
你拿到这饼跟杯以后
，as you take the bread and cup，
回到你的座位
，go back to your seat，
就站在那里
，and just remain standing there，
为你的罪在神面前悔改
，and to confess and repent of your sins，
然后为这个饼跟杯感谢
，and to give thanks for this bread and cup。
等到我们每一个人都拿到饼跟杯
，until we all got our bread and cup，
我们一起来领受
，let's participate and take the bread and cup together，
好吗
？Okay。Once again, remind us.
我们是你的儿女。
We are your children.
Amen.
Amen.
在风暴中，你与我们同在。
In the storm, you're with us.
你来提醒我们。
You come and remind us.
你要得到我们的注意力。
You want our focus.
你要我们紧密的跟你连接在一起。
You want us to closely be connected to you.
我们为这饼跟杯献上感谢。
We give you thanks for this bread and cup.
因为你为我们死了。
Because you died for us,
我们的罪得到赦免。
Our sins are forgiven.
所以我们能跟你亲近。
So we can come close to you.
我们可以跟你连接在一起。
We can be connected to you.
这是何等的福气啊！
What a blessing!
我们可以跟永生的神连接在一起。
We can be connected to the eternal God.
这是何等的福气啊！
This is a great blessing.
说当我们要领受这饼跟这杯的时候，
Lord, as we partake this bread and cup,
求你赦免我们的罪。
May you forgive our sins.
我们常常得罪你。
We often offend you.
也得罪人。
and offend the people.
求主的宝血来遮盖。
May the precious blood of Jesus cover us.
洁净我们。
Cleanse us.
所以我们领受这饼跟这杯。
So as we partake this bread and cup,
是领受你的祝福。
That we receive your blessing.
祷告奉主的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
这个饼是代表主耶稣的身体。
The bread represents Jesus' body.
为我们舍了。
That was broken for you.
我们凭这个感恩的心来领受。
Let's take it with a grateful and thankful heart.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
这个杯是代表主耶稣的血为我们所流的。
The cup represents Jesus' blood that was shed for you.
因为他所流的宝血。
His precious blood.
我们的罪得到赦免。
Because of his precious blood, our sins are forgiven.
我们得到洁净。
We are cleansed.
我们可以来到基督的桌前。
We can come to the throne of God.
领受他的杯。
To come to his table and drink the cup.
凭着感恩的心来领受这杯。
Let's drink it with a grateful and thankful heart.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
因为你爱我们。
Because you love us.
我们也爱你。
We love you too.
我们也要学习彼此相爱。
We also want to learn to love each other.
你就在我们当中得到彰显。
So that you can reveal yourself in our midst.
你祝福我们下面午餐的交流时间。
And may you bless our lunch fellowship.
你的同在荣耀来到我们当中。
May your glory and your presence come among us.
继续对我们说话。
May you continue to speak to us.
祷告奉主的名求。
And we pray in the name of Jesus.
神的儿女们说。
And God's children say.
Amen.
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 Amen.